Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, June 4th, 2016, 27 ER 5776, Parashat Bechukotai, Leviticus 26:3 through 27:34, Haftarah, Jeremiah 16:19 through 17:14, Devar Torah, Love is Not Enough, The Demands of Relationship with God, by Rabbi Elise Goldstein. Another name for this week's Torah portion is Parashat HaTochacha, the portion of reproach. It contains a list of curses so terrible that traditionally the Torah reader chants them quickly and in a hushed tone so as not to call attention to them. And no one wants that aliyah. The curses are the punishment for disobedience, and they must have truly struck fear in the hearts of our ancestors. The curses come just after the promise of blessing, if we follow God's ways. Rain in abundance, good crops, peace, victory, and fertility are all ours, as the portion begins, if you walk in my statutes and guard my commandments and do them, in Leviticus 26:3. We might mistakenly feel the parasha is about the classic reward and punishment, but I see it differently. I see it as an apt closing for the book of Leviticus, which began with a call to relationship, Vayikra, and ends again with a call to relationship. God's message can be interpreted as, if you are a true partner with me, then our relationship will be healthy. But if you ignore me, spite me, hurt me, and leave me, how can we possibly go on together? Rashi is curious about the first part of our verse, if you walk in my statutes. He says, one might think that this denotes the fulfillment of the commandments. But when Scripture states, and ye shall keep my commandments and do them, it is plain that the passage already speaks of fulfillment. How then must I explain im bechukotai telechu as an admonition that you should study the Torah laboriously? To walk in the ways of Torah is to know them first. To study them is to start a path toward fulfillment. It is a first date. We cannot be in relationship with someone we do not know. Good, but study is not enough. The verb telechu comes from the Hebrew root meaning to walk. There is an element of action that cannot be satisfied simply by learning, talking, discussing. We move on from study to observance, or we stay stuck. Guard my commandments and do them, is the message implied by the text. The commentator Sephorno notes on our verse, the Hebrew expression describing the fact that one abides by them, the commandments, is called halicha, walking. It means that they cannot just be performed by rote, but must be performed consciously as such. The thrust of our verse is as follows. If you will conduct yourselves in accordance with the practical part of my Torah, that is, the performance of commandments requiring deeds, and you will study these laws in order to understand their purpose and in order to give meaning to your performance of these laws, you will accomplish, that you will deserve, the description of being a creature that reflects God's image. Is the study of Torah equal to them all? No. The study of Torah leads to them all. We learn in order to do. As we read in Pirkei Avot 4:5, Rabbi Ishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, would say, one who learns Torah in order to teach is given the opportunity to learn and teach. One who learns in order to do is given the opportunity to learn, teach, observe, and do. The blessings we get poured upon us in this parasha are the blessings of walking in a path that started with study but ended with action. Our loves and our commitments must be manifested outwardly. It is not enough to say, I love you. We need to show it too. It is not enough to say, I feel Jewish. Those feelings need to be demonstrated in deeds. And when we don't, there are consequences. The lack of demonstrable love often leads to a break, a fissure, a lack of trust in a relationship. It is hard for us to hear this section, not only because it is so very graphic, but also because we live in a society totally resistant to consequences, reproaches, and punishments. Yet we all know that love without action is only an idea, and we know there are always consequences to doing nothing. The book of Leviticus begins by calling us into relationship. It ends with the warning that once we are in that relationship, we must be active participants. A fabulous parting message from a book that most people think is only about animal sacrifices, priests, and skin diseases. Rabbi Elise Goldstein is the founding rabbi of City Shul, downtown Toronto's New Reform congregation. Before that, for 20 years, she was the director of Kollel, the Adult Center for Liberal Jewish Learning. She is the author, editor of 4 books on women and Judaism, published by Jewish Lights Publishing.